Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Indeed Bags joins us on the UMA guest line. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing just fine. We were saying earlier in the show that obviously with the Giants doing so well, and you see what they are sort of projecting to be here in the future, that, you know, as a fan or an observer, you get greedy. You want them to win series, you know, 3 or 4, best case scenario, 4 or 4, if that's the number of games in a series. But coming out of it, the way that they played, especially not having it offensively with a 2-2 split, Tommy put it, and I think very accurately, it might be the best that they've done this season, you know, when you consider the context, because the offense wasn't there, the defense wasn't as sharp, the starting pitching was fine, you know, other than Cueto, so all things considered, a lesser team or lesser Giants teams over the previous years, they would have probably got swept or at least lost 3 out of 4 of those games.
Yeah, I mean, you just strip away all of the circumstances, and do you take a split in hot weather in Washington at the end of a road trip on the East Coast? Yes, you pretty much do, and it almost doesn't matter if you're talking about a good Giants team or a bad Giants team. I mean, that's why they say go 500 on the road and win at home. But, you know, to do it when they only score 3 runs in 4 games, I mean, yeah, it reminded me of the season opening series in 2018 where, you know, Madison Bumgarner breaks his hand and at the end of spring training, and boom, you got Ty Block against Clayton Kershaw on opening day, and Joe Panik hits 2 home runs. They win 1-0 in the first 2 games of the season and get skunked to what I think it was 5-0, 9-0 in the other 2 games. They score 2 runs in a 4-game series and split it. So it was kind of a similar deal. And I think, you know, getting to Tom's point, you know, your momentum, we tend to think momentum being, you know, winning streaks and losing streaks, but you really felt like their momentum for just how they kind of orchestrated wins by getting leads and you know, hitting homers and having starting pitching that starts you off on a clean start in the first couple innings, they kind of got away from that. And so they're going to have to reestablish that momentum a little bit, because a series like that is a series that makes you go, oh, well, they're not going to win, you know, 2 out of 4 playing like that all year. That's when you start thinking this is a team playing way over its head or getting lucky. And that's really not where they've gotten to where they are. They haven't won by getting super lucky in a lot of games. They've won by playing good baseball, and that's what they're going to have to get back to doing.
You know, it's they're so good in so many phases that, you know, it's I'm beyond like, is it real? I know it's real. But now you get greedy, right? You start thinking, hey, well, wait a second. They're leading the division. Now you start thinking about the playoffs and maybe getting back in the playoffs and maybe seeing Buster win another World Series. And you say, well, what do they need? Well, they could probably use a 9th-inning guy, a closer. They've been, you know, they've given up some games there. And outfielder-wise, what's your read? Like, who's their best outfielder, in your opinion, today? And do you see them getting in the mix? I mean, I saw some article today, you know, will the Giants get in the mix for Castellanos or Winker or somebody significant in that outfield? They got a lot of outfield depth, but do they have that one guy? What do you think? Do you think outfield is a need? And who would you say is their top guy right now out there?
Yeah, you know, Castellanos I thought would be a guy that they might have gone after in free agency a couple years ago, and they didn't. I think their best outfielder right now is Mike Yastrzemski, and he's still hitting .220 and has, you know, obviously been on the injured list a couple times. And he's got 2 doubles since coming back. So, you know, if you look at, okay, you know, is Buster going to hit what he's hitting all year? Is Crawford going to keep driving in runs at this rate? What's unsustainable? You know, okay, maybe there are some things in that ledger, but there are also some things in the column of, hey, you know, the Giants haven't seen the best of Mike Yastrzemski yet at all. And he probably is. I mean, he was the 8th in the MVP balloting last year. So, but to get to your point about what they might need for the postseason, absolutely. I think this team needs a late inning, just hammer reliever, a guy who is just, you know, a lockdown kind of force. And do they need that kind of guy right now? Yeah, I mean, it would help, but I looked this up the other day, and prior to the Washington series, they had managed to take a lead. At any point in the game, they took a lead in 52 of their first 61 games. That's 85.2%. So the fact that they've given up some leads in the ninth. I mean, it's almost like giving away spare change because they've got the lead almost every game. So that's why they haven't lost three in a row except for one time. That's why they keep finding ways to win series or split series. It's they find a way to take a lead in almost every game, and that's darn impressive.
Do you count when they're the road team and they score in the top of the first? Is that taking a lead?
Yeah, sure, that counts. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I was just curious because it's like it's the unfair advantage if their team doesn't bat. But I get where you're going, and I guess I agree. I have to agree with it because they did take the lead. But I thought about something I would have never asked you, but you bring it up. When they say a team blows a lead, does that mean if you have a 1-0 lead at the end of one, they consider that a blown lead? Or like a company, like, oh, this team has come from behind victories in 10 of their last 13 games. Does that, theoretically it does, but I never really consider that a come from behind victory when you're down 1-0 in the first and then you come back and win the game like 13-2. Is that come from behind?
Yeah, I think that actually would count. And now we're talking, now we're starting to traffic into the Hank Shulman corollary. he had his rule where if the road team starts the game with a leadoff homer, that's like the kiss of death. They're doomed to lose. And every time that would happen and it didn't play out that way, he'd be like, well, you know, it still happens more often than it doesn't. But he still stuck to that Shulman corollary.
Hey, what do you do? Baseball question. What do you think, when everyone's healthy, and we don't know if that's ever going to happen, but what do you think the outfield looks like? Like, what would they like it? I know it's green and got fences around it and stuff, but the Giants outfield, where do you think they'd like? Like, who are your guy? Like, are they all platooning? Who plays? I mean, they can all play different positions, but in ideal circumstances, what do you think the outfield would look like against a right-handed pitcher? What do you think it'd look like against a left-handed pitcher?
Well, I thought the outfield looked great when they sort of mowed in that Willie Mays silhouette out there. They should just make that a permanent thing, as much work as it is. They sort of had to maneuver around people's availability. I mean, right now It's Alex Dickerson who's out, although good news that Gabe Kapler said today they think that Dickerson will be activated when he's eligible. So it sounds like his upper back thing was not a big deal. But, yeah, you get Dickerson, you get Yaz, you get if Duggar keeps hitting, you got between Duggar and Tauchman you can pick from, and that's obviously three left-handed bats. And from the right side, you've got Slater. And, you know, Dubon is obviously maybe seen his playing time decline a little bit, but he would be a right-handed bat that could play center. If not, maybe you have Yaz slide over and play center. And then, you know, you got Darren Ruff when he's coming back. So it's a possibility that he could go out there and find some playing time again. And, you know, so, yeah, that's sort of where they thought they would be to start the season. And the fact that they didn't really have a left-handed option in center, well, now they've got two. With Duggar and Tauchman. So, I think they've got enough ways that they can go.
Talking Giants baseball as we do every week with Andrew Baggerly, our insider from The Athletic. Giants baseball on the air at 5:45. Alex Wood throwing out the first pitch at around 6:45 or so. Do you think we'll see the Alex Wood we've gotten over the last couple of starts where he's had to grind, you know, giving up some runs and also has been walking people compared to the beginning of this season, where he was going six innings and, you know, a couple runs a game and, you know, being very stingy in terms of not getting guys on base with free passes. Which guy do you think we're going to start to see here starting tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think that the Giants did a really smart thing when they decided to make second game of Saturday's doubleheader the bullpen game, as opposed to just moving up Johnny Cueto and having Alex Wood pitch on Sunday. You know, you give Cueto an extra day, you're giving Wood an extra day. And you know, they were able to navigate a 7-inning game instead of a 9-inning game with their bullpen. And it almost, you know, it worked out pretty well for them in terms of the pitching performance. So, he's got a little extra time. He's obviously pitching at home again, which he's been comfortable doing for the most part. But, yeah, you can sense that he's frustrated with not really knowing where the ball's been going the last couple starts. And he got off to such a good start for them. And by all accounts, he's healthy and hasn't had any more of those nerve issues in his back that he's complained of publicly anyway. So, getting him back to having a consistent start, a dependable start, I think would be that would be big for him personally and be big for the rotation, because they still got to figure out what they're going to do. Well, Logan Webb is just starting to pick up a baseball again, and Sammy Long is obviously a guy that they think could maybe be a bulk innings guy to take one of those rotation spots down. But, you know, they are right now, they don't have a whole lot of other places to turn. So, you know, getting more consistency out of Alex Wood would certainly, I think, bring some peace of mind for everybody.
I just want to point out here how just nice of a man Andrew Baggerly is. Because when talking about all the things that Alex Wood has in his favor with this start tonight, you mentioned he's healthy, he's at home, he's rested. You didn't mention maybe the biggest thing he's got in his favor. He's getting a start against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are hilariously bad. I got a sense you kind of wanted to go that way, but you were just like, nah, are there other things I could mention that wouldn't be so damning to the opposition? But clearly, pitching against the Diamondbacks, much better of a situation than pitching against the Nationals in Washington in that hot, humid situation.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you know, let me see, what are the Diamondbacks now? 20-46. Yeah,
that's man.
Let me
that's
plug
hot.
This into the computer. That's bad. That's bad.
Yep. Yeah,
that's very bad.
That's a smart computer.
their road record is 9-27, which the Colorado Rockies are 5-27. They're looking at that thing. That's not so bad. But yeah, I mean, that's amazing. You've got two teams, the Rockies and Diamondbacks. One is 9-27 on the road. The other is 5-27 on the road. So, you know, that's wow. Two big speed bumps on the road. That almost puts more pressure on the Giants, because, hey, this is a series they need to win. It would definitely be a letdown if they did not win a series against an opponent that's going the way the Diamondbacks are.
You know, I loved that the, you know, DeSclafani looked really, really strong after getting the 8 days rest and looked terrific. I mean, seriously, I mean, his stuff was so crisp late in the game, and he was mid-90s. But, you know, let's just say the Giants can't – let's say they go outside the organization and add a bat, and they just don't want to pay the price for the relievers. Because I would imagine, you know, looking at the number of teams' bags that want a reliever, I mean, even the Dodgers and Padres, you know, they're looking for relievers. And it may be really difficult to get a real, you know, Kendall Graveman may cost a lot, let's say, come deadline time. What about in-house reliever options? Reyes Maranta, what's the status of him? What do you think Brebbia is going to be able to contribute? And also, I threw to the guys that, you know, Sammy Long's in the rotation, let's just say, the idea of Logan Webb at the end of games in some high-leverage situations to me is pretty attractive. What do you think of him potentially being converted?
Yeah, or Long, possibly too. And
yeah, or Long.
I think the unknown with those guys is it's such a different animal to have to bounce back and be ready and be available to pitch. And, you know, we've seen how cautious they've been with Jake McGee. There's been a lot of times he has not been available, and that's been by design, because I think they see that it's been a little tough for him to maintain his stuff when he's used for, say, the third time in a 5-day span. So, you know, how would those young guys bounce back? What would it look like for them to be resilient, used in a relief situation? The Giants may experiment and may find out. I know John Brebbia is about to go back-to-back, and it looks like he's within, you know, a week of joining this team, and the Giants were very high on him, a guy who was non-tendered by the Cardinals but was a big part of their bullpen while he was rehabbing from Tommy John. So, yeah, I think we're going to see him at some point. We're probably going to see you know, maybe a Matt Frisbee, who's a starting pitcher, but you plug in people wherever that you think they can help. And, you know, even going back to how some guys were introduced who've become really good starting pitchers, I mean, Adam Wainwright was used as a closer on a World Series team, you know, to go back, you know, a little more than a decade. So they've used, I think, 18 relievers, 19 if you count Darren Ruff, and please do, because we don't want to forget that happened. So it's only been 40% of the season, and they've already used close to 20 relievers, and I don't think they're close to being done. So, you know, and one thing that they showed, I think, on the last road trip when they DFA'd Matt Whistler and then traded him, the team that acquired him is the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're pretty good and have a lot of relievers. So, yeah, you're right. Every team is going to be looking for relief pitching. Every team is going to be looking for people out there that maybe even aren't performing, but they think they can plug in and fix. And, you know, the Giants got a little more optionable by taking Whistler off the roster, and they sent out Caleb Berger, who has options. They could bring him back at any time. So, yeah, they're a little more flexible than they were before, and they've got more people, I think, that they're going to introduce in the near future.
Just off the top of your head, do you have any idea where that kid Sam Long went to college?
I believe it was Alyssa Natkins' alma mater, Sacramento State, right?
Sac State, baby.
See, that's the part.
Stingers
that's
up.
No, no. The buzzing. It's over the top.
They don't like
really
the buzz. They don't like the Sac State
that's
buzz.
That's what we were after, Bags. That's what we were after.
See, I'm a Sac State guy. I'm a Sac State guy, Bags.
And you've got Mauricio Dubon. You've got the Giants have. I mean, you know, if they add many more players from Sacramento, the River Cats are going to become the NL West team, and they'll just.
Hey, just real quick on your way out, what's going on with the minors now? I know a couple years ago they were going to revamp the minors, and a lot of teams are going to get lost and going to be more streamlined. I don't have that much time, but how big a difference is it? Like, is it a huge difference that a lot of players not playing that were playing 4 or 5 years ago? What does it look like now?
Yeah, I think, well, the big difference is going to be, you know, coming up really later this month, because there would normally be a short season league that would be starting up with a lot of people who were just drafted. And now the draft is being moved to the All-Star break, and it's going to be 20 rounds and not the usual, you know, 40 or 50. And of course, last year was only 5 rounds. So, yeah, there's a lot of kids right now that are not getting the opportunity to play pro ball who otherwise would be. And you know, there's going to be independent leagues that will start up, and people who really want to play are going to maybe get opportunities. And it's sometimes guys are late bloomers, and I'm sure that those leagues are going to be scouted fastidiously, and mm-hmm. you know, teams are basically going to be looking at outsourcing some of their development, to be honest, to colleges, to independent leagues. They're a business, and they're trying to get more efficient. And it's not always the best thing for the game. It's certainly not the best thing for some of the communities that have lost minor league teams. You know, that's it's a business, and they tried to make it more efficient.
Yeah, got it.
Bags, as always, thank you for the time and the insight, sir. We'll talk to you next week. Be well, my man.
All right, you as well. Take care.
Thanks, Bex.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.